And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Payne with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. This is episode number 110. We are going to continue talking about the shift, and that's what's coming up next. Stay with us.
Welcome to a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Payne with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where I'm hoping that the advice I give you helps you make better real estate decisions and better financial decisions in your future. And so we've been talking a lot about the real estate market shift, and we've been talking a lot about getting out from underneath debt. And those are two things that I think are solidly important that you need to be aware of as you move forward making your real estate purchases. Debt is something that you need to be completely rid of eventually in your life, including mortgages. I mean, nobody wants to have that hanging over their head. And so we talk about that. We talk about the struggle. We talk about the plan. And it's when you have a plan, whether it's buying a home or getting debt-free, there isn't a struggle because you've got a plan in place. You have clarity. And so those are the things that we talk about in this podcast. And so one of the things I wanted to chit-chat about today and reiterate is our market shift that we are going through now. We had talked about statistics yesterday, market statistics for San Diego County in this market shift and what is exactly happening. And the interesting thing is that there are actually more properties on the market. So buyers are starting to get more choices as they are looking for homes. And we had talked yesterday about some of the factors that are going to be contributing to the market shift. Now, first of all, you have to understand that incomes are not increasing with the price of property. So your incomes are not going up based on the price of property out there. And so that is one huge contributing factor. And so if prices continue to go up, real estate prices continue to go up, but affordability rates are going down, that's going to automatically cause those prices to come down. It's just common sense. Same thing with interest rates. So interest rates are creeping up. They're in the fives right now. There was an investor that was looking at purchasing one of my condos out in El Cajon and decided against it because the interest rate was going up to 5.5%. And it got me scratching my head thinking, why would somebody back out because of a high interest rate? Interest rates are not going down, and the chances that they could be going up to 6 or 7% by the end of this year or early next year are very, very possible. If any agent is telling you, oh no, it can't be done, it can't be done, it's not true. In the 80s, interest rates were 19%. So if you're still paying 5.5% on a, whether it's an investor property or you're even paying 5.5% because you don't have glamorous credit, that's still a good interest rate. That's still low. When I got into the business, I was writing contracts at 6, 6.5, and 7% for mortgages. And then when the market crashed, everybody was refinancing those mortgages down to 3% because it just made sense. This time last year, interest rates were much lower. And so one thing that I am seeing is that buyers are motivated. A lot of agents I'm in communication with that, you know, we've all got clients. And so I've had clients look at properties, and now similar properties come on the market. And so these agents are in communication with me. Hey, is your buyer still looking to buy? Are they still interested? This property is coming on. This is what I have. But let me tell you, one of the ways you're going to get a really good deal on a property is you're going to have to be working with an agent who's going to be thinking outside of the box. And what do I mean by that? They're not just going to the multiple listing service to look for property for you. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to go one step further. Even though inventory is coming up and it's shifting into a buyer's market, you want to work with somebody who's going to be extremely smart about how they're going to find you property. And so one of the things, let's talk about some of the tactics that I use to go find people property. first thing I do is expired listings. So expired listings are when a listing is on the market and the agent didn't sell the property. And it didn't sell for various reasons. It could have been condition, it could have been price, it could have been location, it could have been any number of things. And remember, we always talk about a property is worth what a buyer is willing to buy and a seller is willing to sell. So there wasn't a meeting of the mind. So for whatever reason, that property expired. And in some cases, those properties get relisted by different agents. Sometimes they get relisted by the same agent. It just really depends. Here's the thing though, many of those properties sit on the market, or excuse me, they've sat on the market, they expired, and then they stay off the market and they don't come back onto the market. And so one of the things that your agent should be doing is looking at those expired listings. What is that going to do for you in this market as we are increasing into a buyer's market? What it's going to do for you is it's going to pull out the competition, meaning you're going to be the only one there writing offers. Now, remember, we have talked about this before. So you make the offer sight unseen, but then you make the offer contingent on you actually viewing the property. You make the offer contingent on physical inspections and appraisals and all those things. So if there's any challenges, then you just simply back out of those. That's one way of doing it. The other way is your agent should be attending the broker caravan on a regular basis. Now, I know for a fact there are not agents attending the broker caravan. And I'm the first one to admit I don't go to everyone. Like, I don't go to North County because I don't really sell up in North County at all. You know, I'm pretty much La Jolla South. I'll go down to Chula Vista, but I don't even attend the Chula Vista caravan. I do attend the Metro caravan, and deals happen within that caravan, meaning there's plenty of deals that actually never hit the market. And so what you have to understand is when agents go and they show up to these things, they are there, and then they put stuff together for their clients. So then they have private showings. Sometimes there's private bankers involved. And so there's a lot of stuff that never hits the multiple listing service. So you want to be working with someone who's well connected to the community, right? And so these are all the things that are going to set you up for a win in a shifting real estate market. Now, we are coming up on the end of the year, and so that means there's a lot of people who need to sell by the end of the year. And I'm telling my clients who are super motivated to be making a purchase, now is the time to start making those purchases, because serious sellers are selling right now. They are serious and they are selling. And the reason they're doing that is because most of them need to close by the end of the year for tax reasons. I know there's a lot of you who are sitting on the fence thinking to yourself, oh, I'm just going to wait till after the first of the year. I'm going to get through the holidays. That's one of the biggest mistakes you can make. One of my busiest months is December for listing and selling properties. And the reason for that is because the serious buyers are buying and the serious sellers are selling. I have one client who says, oh, I just need them to wait like 2 months. Stop that thinking, because you can still get a good deal on the property. Those that are selling here in the last quarter, and remember, we're sneaking up onto the last quarter right now. We're coming into the last 12 weeks of the year. Christmas is just around the corner. Hanukkah is just around the corner. You have to understand that this stuff is going to creep up faster than you think, because there's a lot of people getting out of that mindset. So if you're serious about buying a home, now is that time. If you're serious about selling a home, now is that time. Get your home on the market. Be ahead of everyone else, because once you start putting your home on the market in January, or you think you're going to buy in January, guess what? You're going to be flooded with other properties that you're going to be competing with. You're going to be flooded with other buyers. Stop thinking that, oh, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know what? Create your destiny. Stop that. Oh, if it's meant to be, I believe it's meant to be. No, create it. Create your destiny. Get your desire. Get that fire in your belly in order to buy a property. But remember, buy smart. Don't overspend. Don't go into massive amounts of debt. Well, buying a house, you do go into debt buying a house, because, you know, I mean, you're making a huge purchase. But don't buy foolishly, buy smart. So that's what I got for today. If you have any questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call at 619-818-2992, or grab me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Hope you guys are having a beautiful day. Be good to each other. Hopefully the sun will peek out. It's a little gray right now.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.